him out and see how far he is and see what his issue is on his antenna system.
I don't think Jim, he really cares what you think.
I was trying to help him out.
He probably doesn't want your help.
You know what, Billy? Check in.
Where'd Alan go?
Testing his audio. He's getting his rack gear.
He's getting his rack together?
I'm glad I put the DBX to use. It was sitting on the shelf, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, you know, this is a really nice piece of equipment, man. I should just try to incorporate this into the Flux lineup I got here. And lo and behold, here it is.
Yeah. And
it works,
there you
by
are.
Golly. You know where I got that by golly thing from?
By golly?
Al Baby.
Yeah, Al Baby. There was a guy we used to talk to years ago that used that phrase quite a bit.
That's probably where he got it from, right?
Yeah.
Because I picked up a lot of stupid things from you.
Yeah, at least it was stupid things.
That guy's name, Al Nabrakaki?
Yeah, something like that.
I would have enjoyed him.
I bet you would have.
Hell yeah.
He's really a nice guy. He just, he liked to, yeah.
He was a little off, right?
No. I mean, he just didn't take any crap off anyone, that's all. And he'd accidentally wind up or doing, you know, on a frequency where no one would normally operate, you know. He was a little weird that way, but the reality was he was a nice guy. He just didn't like people messing with him.
I like him. Can we resurrect him?
Rectify him? No, I don't think so.
How long has he been SK now?
I don't know. I really don't know, Mike. I think he passed away when I was off on my 6-year hiatus from ham radio. Tenacious guy too, man. You made him mad. He made you his business for a long time. I mean, it wasn't just one day. It was weeks, months, years. He made you his business.
I like him. Too bad he's dead. Rest in peace, Al Nabrakaki. What's his real name?
Abernathy.
Oh, Abernathy, okay. Abercrombie Fitch, yeah. Abercrombie.
He was a school teacher. I think he was a vice principal, too, when he retired.
You see, what happened is nobody really got the guy. You just made sense right now. So he was in the school system. The kids are driving him effing crazy, right? Making this poor guy nuts. You teach these little brats every day for God knows how long. You start to lose it, you see? There's a reason.
I don't know. It just...
I get it.
You may or may not have liked him. I never got involved with his group or anything. In fact, after Pork Butt died, he asked me to come down and join him, and I didn't, and I've been sorry for that ever since. I really should have gotten to know him better, because he was a nice guy. He just didn't like people messing with him.
Let's get back to Al Baby. I'm trying to draw him out. It's too early for Al, but he is up, though. He's been reading his email.
He's up?
He's up.
Well, then he'll come in, maybe, if you're nice.
Mikey.
You gotta be nice, Mikey.
So I put an ad on QTH for HF Auto.
Uh-huh.
I think if I could save $500 and I get a mint one, you know, from a one owner type deal, I'm going to go for it. But if not, then I guess I'm going brand new. But I want that.
Well, I don't agree with your thinking.
Yeah, it's $14.99. I have a $50 discount on it at HRO.
I mean, just because it's clean on the outside, somebody could have used it. You know, some people do take care of their stuff, and they make sure it doesn't get scratched. But somebody could have used the hell out of that thing and, you know, had it turning and twisting and tweaking, and that thing could be worn out inside.
Yeah, there's what, stepper motors and those rubber band belts in it, right?
I don't think they're rubber band belts, but they are rubber belts. I think they're indexed. I think they're like a mini timing belt. But nevertheless, internals of that thing, the mechanical workings could be worn out. And you're just going to save $500 because the paint's not chipped and it looks brand new?
I hate when I talk to you and you make sense. It bothers me. What are you going to make sense for?
I don't know.
I just deleted my ad. Thanks. You really put the heebie-jeebies on that.
Just an opinion, Mikey.
She just kiboshed my beautiful idea.
Yeah, just an opinion.
And 2MDX.
KA2ECA. Where did Alan go? I bet he's on the phone.
I think Trump was on the phone. Trump just called BV. So listen, I'm listening to you on the radio and you keep talking about me. What's your problem?
I don't think it'd go like that. Trump never asked anybody what the problem is.
What's the problem? We heard that Donald Trump just called you and said you got to stop talking about him on the radio.
Is that what he said to me? Here, I thought it was some drunk.
Are you talking to me?
He would make me for somebody who gave a crap.
Well, let's see what we got going on here.
Yeah, what do we got going on?
I'm looking at the noise level here.
It's around that 4 to 5.
Oh. Yeah.
Well,
that's a very interesting looking at his noise level. Ha.
No, we got 2 days of rain coming. Trump fire how many people over the weekend? What?
Whiskey 3, Juliet
Alpha Hotel.
Yeah. All right, Whiskey 3, Juliet Alpha Hotel. Yeah, we don't want to leave anybody out. Is there any others? Okay, I guess we'll go back to you there, Tom. Over.
There's an NIH in there, too. I didn't get the first part of it. He was in my noise.
Okay, I guess I got to get my helper on here. the web SDR. I didn't quite get it fired up. Can anybody relay this to the additional station?
KC3NIH.
Kilo Delta 3, November India Hotel, is that correct?
KC is Charlie.
Kilo Charlie.
Kilo Charlie 3, November India Hotel. All right, I guess we got that last station. Now, one more time, anybody else? I guess we're good to go then. KD2EMQ, you go ahead, over.
Okie dokie. We'll say good morning to all the old buzzards. Crummy morning out. We had low at 31 last night. It's, let me see, it's 36 now. And I don't know what you'd call that. Kind of rain mixed with ice, mixed with sleet, mixed with God knows what. There's a little bit of snow on the ground, but not much. Just a coating on the grass. And whatever it's doing, it's falling at, let's see, 0.06 inches per hour at the present time. So probably more rain than anything else. Otherwise, it wouldn't be registering on my weather station out there in the yard. Oh, let's see. What did we do? Did a lot. Friday night, we were up until about 4 o'clock. I was kind of disillusioned, Joe. My switch here, the key up, the mic failed. I don't know what happened to it. These switches cheap. Even the Heil one, that hand one that contours to your hand. My friend has one of them. I looked at it. And even that, he's having trouble with it, skipping every now and then. It won't key up. Anyway, I got this one working. I sprayed some contact cleaner in it and took it all apart and took compressed air and blew it in there and cleaned it out. It seems to be working okay now. But I ordered another one anyway. And Friday I did my wash, and I decided to wash the rugs in the bathroom. One that goes around the bottom of the toilet, the contour one, and the bath rugs and stuff. Damn Walmart junk. They fell apart. That rubber backing all split and cracked, and I had little pieces of rubber all over everything. So I had to order another one of them. That's the second set from Walmart that's done that. No more Walmart towels or rugs or stuff like that. They're seconds or something. They just don't last. I ordered a set from JCPenney. When we were kids, we used to get everything. I remember my mother buying everything from Penny's. And when I first got married, I bought towels and stuff from Penny's. That was back in those late 60s when I married my first wife, and I still got them towels. They've been washed 100 million times. You can't kill them. Now, that Walmart junk, holy heck, you wash them 4 or 5 times, and the threads are coming out of them. They're all coming unsewed. No more Walmart. Anyway, what else? I've been walking every day. I missed one day because it was raining, and I think that was Friday. I didn't walk. But every day since my birthday, I've walked a mile. Not that a mile is that great, but it's great for me. I never walked at all. Oh, what else is new? It was pretty good staying up Friday night except for that bridge. People, the bands were good. 160 was real good. I was talking all over on 160. It was just like, heck, it was like 2 meter up.
And I looked in that air and it began on the 2 meter beam. I'm holding an arrow down to two. I push craft and high gain. The high gain's a little cheaper and it's five element, but the Cush craft is rated way, way, way higher. That's rated 5.5 there, but it's expensive. Not real expensive, but probably close to double what the high gain one would be. But probably you get what you pay for, the old adage there, I suppose. Oh, what else? Oh, I watched a good movie Friday. Funny movie, Jojo Rabbit. About a little kid during Nazi Germany in Berlin. And he's a regular little Nazi. He's in Nazi youth movement and all that crap. Well, he's got an imaginary friend. And his imaginary friend is Hitler. The thing is a goof. I laughed so hard, I thought it was hilarious. Some of the stuff they said about Jewish people and stuff was, over the top, I guess, but it was supposed to be a comedy. It was funny. It was up for an Oscar. And I watched the Oscars last night, and I was disillusioned. Parasite won. That ain't in English. I started to watch that. Had a headache. You got to read subtitles through the whole damn thing. That sucked. I said, this thing won the Oscar for Best Picture, and it isn't even in English? If I walked in a theater, paid to see that movie, I would have got up and walked out and demanded my money back. If that wasn't political, I don't know what the heck was. It was a South Korean movie. I thought that was totally... I didn't see The Irishman, but I watched all of them except The Irishman and Parasite. And most of them were good, real good. I don't see what was so great about that Parasite. I started to watch it, and I said, the heck with this, I got a headache. But that's the one they voted for, so that's what won. What else? That's about it. Did a lot of cleaning during the weekend. Did the windows, whatnot. That's pretty much it. Other than that, that was it. Slow weekend. We'll be here for the 73s round. Somebody's saying this is supposed to, I see on the news, I guess tomorrow it's supposed to change to snow or something. I don't know, but there's a possibility of rain. I'm looking on my phone here every day of the week. Either rain or north and west of the city, that's us, snow and sleet or whatever mixed with rain. So it's going to be one of them weeks, I guess. Anyway, we'll turn it back to net control. We'll be here for the 73s round, KD2 EMQ.
All right, KD2 EMQ, W3GHO. I don't like to read those subtitles either. I guess if it's need them, can do that. But even I take them right on. Sometimes I play a CD, a DVD, and they have it on there. I get it off right away. Okay, I'm getting the mic switch cleaned up, working there. You know, report on the weather. And the rugs that fell apart, I guess you learned your lesson on that one. I thought you were going to say it plugged up your washer with all the pieces of foam and everything coming off. But I guess you saved the machine. Walking a mile a day is good for you. I have a mile marker here that we walk to, and it's a mile each way. And that gets us out of the shack and out of the chair here, too. 1 meter beam, well, you can't put too much hardware up in the air when you want to get the signal out. So I'm sure you come up with the right solution. Bad part is you have to turn it for the direction you want to go, unless you use an online directional antenna, which I do here most of the time. I do have 10 elements horizontal and 10 elements vertical for 2 meters, but most of the time I use the online directional one here. Okay, Tom, we will be back to you on the 73 round. Thank you for being number one on the list. And I see there's no birthdays today to wish anybody there either, so thanks for being here. Next on the list, W3AMC. I'm sure you'll have a weather report, and hope everything went well for you this weekend there, Dave. Over.
Anything else getting a little bit of the news? Well, it's winter back here again, plus 10 degrees this morning. We had 3 inches of snow or thereabouts at our CPH here. To the south of the Twin Cities, it was in some places over a foot of snow, but we were on the northern fringe of it. So we were far enough north of the Twin Cities, we didn't get that much. It's about there today. Our frost is all frozen onto the trees and bushes. It's just gorgeous. So, with that, we are headed downtown today. Janie has an appointment at the dentist, and we're going to do a little shopping first, and we have to go to a store that's on the south side of the Twin Cities, so going in the middle of the day is a good idea, not during rush hour, because during rush hour is a very bad idea. And so we're going to do that today. And let me see, I'm waiting for Rich, who follows me, to give me a little report about hamcation in Florida. So with that, turn it over to you, Rich. K4FPP, this is N0HWI.
Tom, thank you very much. N0HWY, here is K4FPP, remote down here in South Carolina. Well, good morning to all of you. I have to say that the other morning, whenever we were talking to you, Bernie really enjoyed seeing how this worked and talking to the USL group. Of course, Bernie, AA2QB has always been on the carrier net, and he's always been a member of that one, which is simultaneous with this one. And Cliff Milner, K2SKO, is up there on the carrier net also. Well, I should say Cliff, I think he's 92 now, and he's still going strong. So, let's see, the Florida Ham Fest. It was a great Ham Fest as far as Ham Fest goes. I did very well in the flea market. The only problem with the Ham Fest this year, as opposed to last year, it was very, very cool. Oh, my It never got above 60 down there. 60, yeah. It stayed right around the 59, 60 area, and the wind was blowing quite bad, especially on Friday. And I didn't come prepared for that kind of weather. Let me reset here. Yeah, it was very poor weather on Friday, although luckily we never got any rain, so that was the good portion of it. But the size of it was about the same, and there was a lot of older gray-haired guys there, you know, not too many young guys. But, yeah, I did very well on selling all my items. I pretty near got rid of everything. And I brought a whole lot of things down there. All my hustlers are all gone, with the exception of the ones that I saved for Harrison. And I sold my MFJ... and an analyzer, and I sold a bird watch meter, and I sold slugs, all of that good money. So that was good. So unloaded all that stuff along with a lot of other items that I had. So I came home with a good $600 in my pocket or so, and. The only thing I found out this year that I didn't know about was on the truck. Bear with me, guys. On the prize ticket, you know how you get the stub on your ticket and you throw it in and put it in the great big wire bin there? I thought that was the only ticket that was in, but I found out for the last previous years they've been selling bundles of those things, about 30 tickets in a... You should buy them for... $15 a pack. So some guys were putting in several hundred tickets, you know. So I says, oh boy, isn't it something? Everything is money, you know. Everything is money. I thought it was a fair drawing, but it wasn't a fair drawing at all. Okay, well, we'll continue on the next go around. And I am down the end of the list. So, Mike, pick it up. You are a good net control. This is K4FPP standing by.
Yeah, okay, Rick. Good morning to K4FPP. W1MCP. By the way, Bob's call sign was Whiskey 1 Romeo Papak Quebec. Fred
Nazareth. Anyway. He came on there last night. He said, I think he's going to be at the meeting tonight. Anyway, good morning again, everybody. This is W1MCP and the Underwater Sound Lab Net. This is the number 10 of February. Can't believe we're almost halfway through the month. Wow.
Right now, thanks if you have any further stations where they could join the net this morning. You're so free to now. Okay, I guess that's about it. All right, well, in that case, we'll take and take a head right back to the bottom of the list here again. Let's start it. And I've got to get out of here by about 10 or so. If I take and disappear, you'll understand why.
K1AFI in the group.
We want to speak to.
Okay, very good, Mike. W1MCT, K1AFI. Well, interesting comments. And, Rich, we are amused by your report there of the weather down in Florida. Well, we hit 60 degrees here for about a minute on, what was it, Friday, I think it was. And then a big wind came up. What was the day? Maybe it wasn't Friday. But the wind came up and the temperature dropped. So we got to experience 60 very briefly. And I must admit that 60 is a little on the side if you don't have a jacket. But I had a jacket on, so I was fine. Well, glad everything went well and you got rid of all your stuff. It was kind of sad to hear you say you sold your analyzer and your hustlers and so on. Times change, and that's the way it goes, I guess. I was very interested in what Rick W1EOY told me at the meeting. He brought it up on his smartphone. SilentKeyHQ.com. Not everybody gets on there. Somebody has to put information in there. But there are a couple of hams that we've known, and we looked them up, and there was a good write-up on them and a photo and so forth. And Stu, I don't know whether you remember K2IC, Earl Corp, but there's a wonderful write-up on him there, K2IC. He used to be a member of the fishhook net that Bob Turner, W1JIO, ran for many years. And they called it the fishhook net because the members of the net, there weren't that many. Another was Lester Kendall, who you know, Rich. He died at the age of 100, and Earl Korff died at the age of 99, and they were both very long-term hams that had interesting careers. But Lester doesn't have a write-up. I feel bad about that, but he's a very interesting character. But Earl Korff was fascinating. Sure enjoyed speaking with him for a couple of years there before he passed. And he used to send us some things, some souvenirs of his time aboard ship on four-masted brigantines, perhaps, or huge square-rigged ships. And they used to fly between San Francisco and the Aleutian Islands in the salmon trade. And he was a fascinating character, but some of his biography is in there. So you might find that interesting. W1RPQ, Fred Nasro. I can remember seeing his number plate on his car outside of Sunshine Hall in Quaker Hill, but I never got to know Fred. But I know he was in the band at the Coast Guard Academy for many years. Sorry to hear his passing. Over to you, Stu. W2AO, K1AFI.
About B-Wise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I missed you.
John, I don't know why I didn't write you in here.
The one last comment just came to mind. You're right. Things evaporate quickly.
LCJ, Bill, W1LCJ, has a landing halfway down the stairs. So he only went halfway down.
Jim, that's why he survived.
K1BY, K1AFI.
Oh, lucky him.
Yeah. I'll say. Could have been quite different. K1AFI and the group K1BY. I know that when Jane carries the laundry down the stairs, what I do now is I lean against the railing with my elbow and put my weight against that as added support when I'm going down. and lean backwards. So if you do fall, you sit instead of pummel. Well, anyway, glad he was okay. Nothing too serious. Thanks for the pictures, Jim. And let's see what else. And glad that Tony's getting along. You guys seeing him at 10 o'clock. And the movie 1917. And Joe, I guess AMO. He hasn't been to lunch. Actually, there's been two or three guys who've been sick at lunch and have been missing. And I figured Joe was getting around a bit. He ought to come back. A little simulation from the old guys. And let's see. Oh, yeah, snow out there. Huh. I guess in northern New England, they got quite a bit. I think it was in New Hampshire they got the most. But around here, forget it. It's springtime. Like Paul said, it hit 60, or just about anyway. Same as it was at Hantasia. They're rich with that. He thought it was cool. But to us right now, I think we think it was warm. But I don't know if I'd want to be down there in a T-shirt expecting 70 or 80 degree weather. You're right about that. And gee, if we'd have known that Rich was going to make all this money down there.